Boy, you talk about sounds that'll bring a sleeping rancher out of his bed. When I went ripping through the window screen, that did it. Loper sat straight up and muttered, "What the Sam Hill?" There was a moment of eerie silence, then I heard him jump out of bed and stumble over to the window. "Sally Mae, wake up, hon. We've got a fire coming this way." Well, glory be. But you see what I had to do to get his attention? Oh, and do you suppose anybody bothered to check my body for cuts and wounds? No, sir. Lucky for me, I had come through the ordeal without a scratch. But still... Oh, well. Loper turned on the light, and suddenly the place became a beehive of action. While Sally Mae flew out of bed and slipped into her bathrobe, Loper scrambled into his clothes and ran for the telephone in the kitchen. He dialed a number and paced while it rang.
"Slim, Loper, big fire in the home pasture. Start calling the neighbors. Call the fire department, then get up here as quick as you can."
He leaned over so that he could see the fire through the utility room window.
"Slim, tell them we need heavy equipment. We won't stop this one with a water truck. Hurry!"
Loper hung up the phone and walked out into the utility room. For several moments, he stared through the window at the red monster that lit up the night sky. His shoulders sagged and his head slumped forward. Sally Mae joined him. She gazed out the window and let out a gasp.
"Oh my heavens, it's huge!"
He put his arm around her shoulder.
"Hun, we'll fight this thing as best we can, but there's a chance that we might lose the house. I'm going to start hosing down the shingles. They're wood, and they'll be the first things to burn. Wake up the kids and load the car with anything you want to save."
For a moment, she seemed too shocked to speak.
"Save? What do you save from a whole lifetime?"
"Not much, but that's where we are. I want you and the kids to get out of here right away. Go down to Viola's place and wait till I call."
"And you?"
"Slim's calling the neighbors and the fire department. We'll give it our best shot."
Their eyes met and she said,
"I'll stay and help, at least for a while."
"Hun,
if it looks hopeless, we'll leave."
He gave her a kiss on the cheek.
"All right, old gal, let's get moving."
They turned and started towards the kitchen. I had been sitting there, watching, and all at once I felt very uneasy about, well, being inside Sally Mae's house. You know how she is. No dogs in the house, ever. Not only was I inside her house, but I had wrecked the screen on her bedroom window to get there. I lowered my head and began tapping out a slow rhythm with my tail. Tap, tap, tap. When she saw me, her face went toxic right away. But then it softened. She paused long enough to give me two pats on the back and said,
"Thanks, Hank. You were very brave."
"Wow, did you hear that? She said I was brave."
I was so moved by her words, I wilted to the floor, rolled over on my back, and waited for the flurry of pats and rubs that I so richly deserved. Huh? Okay, they hurried out of the room and began their preparations. That was all right. I understood. After all, we had a fire bearing down on us, and I could wait for my pats and rubs.